안녕하세요. 네, 그 두루님 아들이에요. 미국에서 왔어요. 네, 말씀 반갑습니다. 아, 그 우리 2주 동안 있을 거예요. 네, 말씀 반갑습니다. 좋아, 쭉쭉쭉쭉. Yo, what up, Street Talks? Here, Kim. All right, some Turbo Mountain thoughts. So, the first thought is, you know, kind of a good idea if your life goal is to become the most turbo or epic person possible to invest your energies on thinking about the best environment, the best climate to be in. So currently here in the beautiful mountains of Hadong in Seoul, South Korea, or not Seoul, but South Korea. And one of the reasons I really like about being here is I have a theory that being in the mountain strengthens you. It's fascinating. There's like a quadrillion things to look at. And I have a theory that maybe thinking about greatness in life, it's about climbing, ascending, and overcoming. And I've been really enjoying these new hill climbs. Essentially just sprint up the mountain as quickly as you can for fun, and no need to time or measure yourself with a stupid Apple Watch. You just do it for funsies. And so, why ascend? So, it's kind of my thought that in life, the hilarity is we seek the easy path, but actually, I think on the contrary, the climb is actually more interesting. So even with notions of hiking, right? It's not even hiking per se, it's more of a, my thought is kind of more of a mountaineering or a hill climb. And I really like that because the ascent and the overcoming and going upwards is the joy. It's not so much being a basic lowlander. And even with cars, right? I'm not that interested in just having a super fast car and just going through a track. I kind of like this more, in some ways, the overlanding mountaineering concept where you just try to have the most capable vehicle that could climb up a hill. So typically speaking, cars with instant torque. So ideally actually to climb up a hill, having an electric car, a Tesla, would be quite good. Having a car with a a big engine, right? Like a V8 engine seems like a good idea for instant torque. The downside of turbochargers, there's the turbo lag, which makes it difficult to ascend and climb. So my ideal car would be some sort of like V8 sedan or V8 hatchback, manual transmission. Manual is fun when you're climbing up a hill, because by being able to, you know, manually control the gear, you're actually more present and you feel more connected when you're climbing up the hill. So another thing that's actually really nice about being here is like, do you hear all the random sounds and stuff like that? It's actually quite heartwarming. And even my ideal of a hike, right? My ideal hike or a climb would be kind of the minimum viable hike where, you know, you only need to go for 30 minutes, right? Like, I like that, even a 15-minute hike where it's just the incline is just like straight up like this, and then I just go up, then I just go back home, is kind of the ideal. So one of the reasons I love about being, well, look at how beautiful this is, right? So, you know, if I'm stuck in the boring Orange County, LA suburbs, I go on a walk around the block, there ain't nothing to see. Here, there's like a quadrillion leaves on the floor. I hear the different sounds. There's some shade, there's some light, which makes it feel very nice on my bare skin. And I also think that being in the mountains is quite good to refresh and recharge yourself and your soul. And so, maybe even the next attachment I'm gonna get for my GoPro is the chest strap. Anyways, so, yeah, I think there's something about being in the mountains, going on these little nice solitary mountain walks. I think it's actually very conducive for thinking. And ultimately, once you become a quadrillionaire, billionaire, and you piece out of your company like Sergey Brin, Larry Page, they bounce from Google, but apparently they're still own like 51% of the shares. Even Jeff Bezos, right? He stepped down as the chairman. So effectively he pieced out of Amazon. And the only entrepreneurs I still admire are the ones that, well, look at this, have still stayed with the companies they founded, because then it's not just about selling the company, making it public and making a bunch of money and just having an exit plan, but it's actually autotelic. Auto means self, telic, telos, Greek, means purpose. So the autotelic purpose of creating a company isn't to make a bunch of money or even change the world. It's just kind of more, like, it doesn't even need to be altruistic. It just, it fascinates you enough that you would want to do it for the sake of doing it. And even for me and doing these vlogs and stuff, I do it because it's just fun. It's fun, it's interesting to me. I like to innovate, make all this cool. Also, another thing too is like, if you're a video vlogger, whatever, just touch everything. Even, you know, kind of give people a sense of interactivity, right? Picking up, Seneca loves it when I pick up rocks and throw it. Treat your GoPro like it's your own real life. Also with walks too, it's like, when do you know when to go back? It's kind of like, just follow your gut. You're like, oh, I'm kind of bored of it. Just kind of go back. It's kind of this strange like virtuosity thing that comes with hiking or mountaineers. Like, oh, you know, you got to enjoy the walk, you know, keep your devices away and just be present. I'm like, nah, that's kind of a weak sauce way to think about things. Anyways, yeah, I really do like the idea that if you're, you know, seeking some sort of greater turbo thinking, right? It's a good idea too. Well, look at these roots, man. This totally, man, so funny. Everyone wants to go to Japan. Ain't nobody ever talk about how beautiful the mountainside of Korea is, right? But anyways, so essentially what I'm trying to propose is, you know, I was thinking about this other day, right? So apparently a lot of, during COVID, a lot of the billionaires, you know, bought private mansions, yachts, doomsday bunkers, whatever. And I was thinking, I'm like, you know, if I was Peter Thiel or anybody else, right? Like, would I really want to, you know, just buy a secluded, beautiful mountainside retreat creative bunker in New Zealand somewhere? Probably not, because I still like being part of society and I like the potentiality of being able to interact and engage with other people. Like, I love people, I love beautiful people, I love beautiful women, I love beautiful men, super swole dudes at the gym, stuff like that. And so I think a lot of people who come to the mountains or seek seclusion from the city, whatever, perhaps they're just over weary of the constant hustle and bustle. And, you know, even my thought too, right? Like, I call it Silicon Mountain, right? So, you know, assuming you're here in Korea or, I don't know, Mount Arrowhead or Lake Arrowhead or wherever you is, right? Isn't it? And then you have super fast, insanely fast Wi-Fi, even here in the mountains, right? Like gigabit internet speeds or whatever, right? Like, doesn't it make more sense to like live up here and, you know, just do your internet works up here rather than being in like some like depressive ass like Palo Alto compound? I think so. And even the hilarity is that I think my mom, she bought her minimalistic house for almost like only like maybe 150,000, 200,000 or something. And I see all these people in the Bay Area trying to jostle to just buy a $2.2 million house somewhere in Albany or Berkeley, or you know, drop $3 million to buy a basic 2 or 3 bedroom house somewhere in San Francisco, right? Like, to me it's preposterous. Like, I would ideally, like, you know, live up here, have a car to just kind of go into the city and go back and forth. But ultimately I still do prefer a life of travel and exploration while looking, even hearing all this stuff, right? Like, yeah, things are good about being here in the mountainside, right? You actually become a little bit less self-conscious because you don't really see, ain't nobody here, right? So I could walk around without my t-shirt even though my mom yells at me. And it's really conducive to thinking. I like the idea that you think and you also share your thoughts. So there's also this, I think, false notion of being some sort of hermit philosopher who goes in a cave for 10 years and seeks enlightenment and truth, and then once he's enlightened and happy, then they just stay that way, right? And I think that's a little bit misguided. I think, you know, innately we all have a love of humanity, and therefore the goal, I think, should be rather to seek some sort of deeper, interesting thoughts, challenging things. You know, I created the Zen of Eric, the Y app, as a chance for you to use the Facebook Messenger to just back and forth yourself, ask yourself the 5 why question times, a bunch of times, to seek a deeper truth. Because I think people never ask why. So for example, even like VR, right? There's a new Oculus headset came out, whatever. Ain't no, like, people like, oh, we could use this to like collaborate and work and da-da-da, right? But ain't nobody was like, what's the point? Like, why? Like, is this even important, right? Like, let us actually do say that you bought an Oculus, whatever, right? And let us do say, well, look at this view, right? Let us do say that it did, in fact, make you 1,000 times more productive, and as a consequence, you make 1,000 times more money, you're happier, whatever. But the question is that what you really want? And like, why? Like, why be more productive? Why make more money? Why even impact the world more? It seems like the hilarity too is that even when I was using Oculus Rift S, right? Typically, the ideal view is you have this modernistic house on top of the mountain. You have this 360 panorama view of everything. And then also if you read Ready Player 2, which actually I was a big fan of, the big question is like, you know, you have floor to ceiling windows, kind of this like glass cube modernistic house overlooking the city. But then if you can never leave your compound, that'd be super depressing. Like, I prefer being Eric Kim than being Kanye West or Elon, who can't even leave their house without being mobbed by paparazzi. So in some ways, I think the ideal is to be kind of somewhat famous in your small niche. So like every once in a while you go out in public, you're spotted or somebody recognizes you or your voice, whatever. But at the same time, the average human being don't know who you are, so you could just kind of be at live as is. Like, I would not want to be Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie. Their lives must be horrible. Even like people's like, oh yeah, Kim Kardashian, billionaire, and da da da. I'm like, man, you live a horrible life, right? Like, essentially you have no freedom. And I think freedom, personal freedom, the freedom to leave your house without being harassed is kind of one of the highest things to have. But anyways, so even for me, right, like, I love being here in the mountains, right, or the countryside, but I wouldn't want to live here forever. I think still for me, a kind of semi-nomadic lifestyle is what I seek. It's so funny too, because like people is now like, oh, you know, buy a camper van, but let's buy a Mercedes Sprinter van and, you know, live off the grid, but, you know, kind of have the I think that's kind of silly too, because, you know, people don't understand, right? You get these like mini RVs or RVs or camper vans, whatever. There's still so much maintenance, right? Like, something breaks, you gotta flush out the sewage system and the thing. So for me, even the ideal is not to own anything, but to just use the $1 billion in my savings account to just rent a car as is, ask for favors to people shelter you around, when you're at the crib, just borrow your mom's car, you know, walk, I don't know, take a bike, whatever, as you walk. Yo, do you see this view? Alright, this is pretty good. It's so funny too, cause like, sooner or later, humans acclimate to everything. Like, this is an amazing view, right? Like, I think objectively, this is far better than being anywhere typically in the States, even San Francisco or New York, whatever. But then you kind of get used to it, right? So for me, I'm just kind of more interested in going these kind of walks, experimenting with camera, video, GoPro, and stuff like that, and just sharing these turbo thoughts. So then the practical question is, you know, what are the next steps? What should I do with this knowledge? So, I mean, I can't speak for you, but I could, you know, share what I personally like to do. So, right, just, it's funny too, because if you have a Google account, if you have a Gmail, everyone does, right? You technically already have a YouTube channel, right? Like, you just go to youtube.com/upload. You can do this on your laptop, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. And you can start immediately uploading videos that you shot on your iPhone, iPad, GoPro, Ricoh GR3, whatever have you. Or if you have the YouTube app on your phone, your iPad, whatever, you just press the little plus button, you can start immediately sharing videos. And the reason why I think videos are so... the future is that actually, even my son Seneca, right, he is about a year and 7 months old right now. And out of all the things, he loves video the most. And I don't let him watch YouTube, stupid YouTube, kids, whatever. I actually let him use the built-in, either the iPhone or the iPad, or even on my MacBook Pro laptop, the Photos app. And I let him watch all the videos of Appa and Suntime Adventures that it's in the videos filter under the Photos library, so Apple. So I think this is a nuance I've also learned about parenting too, is that it's not necessarily using an iPhone or iPad or, you know, watching videos or using technology is a bad thing. I think the issue is when it becomes unsupervised and you essentially let them go down strange rabbit holes. And even something I found that, you know, when Sen was on my mom's iPad, right? You're watching like Blackpink, then you watch a fan-made cartoon version of Blackpink, then it goes down this strange rabbit hole of this like, kind of like Minecraft, like somebody talking nonsense. It just gets very bizarre and kind of like strange, creepy. Like, I really don't like it. And then the YouTube algorithm keeps feeding your kid, and it doesn't matter if it's YouTube kids or whatever. Like, I think Any responsible Silicon Valley parent would never let their kid watch YouTube. And if, in fact, you want to watch videos, show them videos of the ventures you have already gone on yourself, and then let them watch those videos. And then it's also fun for me too, because like, Sen will watch these old videos of adventures going on, and I totally forget about these fun adventures, and I love to rewatch it. But anyways, so yeah, I think it's funny because like this house is like pretty cool and awesome too, right? But I would still not seek to buy one or own one, even if it only costs $100,000 or $50,000, because you still got to maintain it, which is a pain in the butt. Like even being here in the mountainside, right? There's all these like field mices that kind of get at the food and stuff like that. So anything that requires more maintenance is a pain in the ass. This is at least one plus one for maybe electric cars, because even though the whole charging situation is a pain in the butt, at least the upside is it's less maintenance insofar much as you don't have to do oil changes, radiator leaks, stuff like that. Also one of the downsides of being here, no gym. I mean, I still like the gym. I think the gym is fun. Even though I have my infamous rock toss funnage here, it's still I do enjoy. So being in the mountainside and barbelling that with being in the city every once in a while, I think is actually a good combination. Also, the fun thing about being here in the mountainside or the countryside is it forces you to innovate in fun ways. Cindy has this brilliant idea that we should just take all the CrossFitters and have them come to the mountainside, countryside, do farm work and start a construction company and do this really fun functional fitness.